Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Once you download that app to your phone, you just click on the app, you go to WILK News Radio, you hit follow. That's it. You get everything. You get us. All the time. Anywhere you get food, podcast, you just search The Rob O'Donnell Show and follow us there as well. And if you have your smart speaker at home, listen like I do, just ask it to play WILK News Radio and it'll play it live. How's everyone doing? It's Monday, September 22nd, 2025. The official first day of fall came in at just after 2 o'clock today. So we are in fall, early stages of fall, but we're there. September going by pretty quickly. 74 degrees outside right now. If you just heard the news break there, there is a statement out from the Walt Disney Company, and it was just released, and it says, statement on Jimmy Kimmel Live from the Walt Disney Company. The Walt Disney Company issued the following statement today regarding Jimmy Kimmel Live. Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. So tomorrow, Jimmy Kimmel Live will be back on the air. Now, this sets up a conundrum, I guess, because how this all started was Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, who owns a large majority of affiliates that carry ABC across the nation, said that they were no longer going to carry the Jimmy Kimmel Live show because of this. Now, their stance may have changed, but it may still stay the same. Simply because the Walt Disney Company and ABC are deciding to put it back on the air tomorrow does not necessarily mean that Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting will carry it on their affiliates. Now, that's going to be a problem if that's the case, and I have no inclination of what they're doing one way or another. I'm just saying how this all started was not comments from the FCC chairman, was not pushback from the public, was not people commenting on social media. After the despicable comments of basically things that just weren't true on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, who are in the middle of a deal, a business deal that they are worried about, and they should be. They're a company. Their focus should be on the business aspect of that company and not alienating half their viewers. So Nexstar and Sinclair, and if you remember, Nexstar is one of the company that's purchasing Tegna, which carries our ABC affiliate WNEP. So we are very much in the mix here. But Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, who own, I think Nexstar owns like 140 affiliates across the nation, I don't know what Sinclair owns, said that they were no longer going to broadcast Jimmy Kimmel Live because of his statements. And that made ABC and Disney, therefore, because again, there is this big sale going on. They didn't want to lower the value of their stations across the nation, took a step back and says, whoa, well, we need to do something here. And they took a business decision. So what happens with that now? Well, we'll have to see what Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting does. I would imagine that the Walt Disney Company and ABC, which is one and the same, did not make this decision without consulting with Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting. So does everything just go back to normal tomorrow? Very well could be. But there may be more dynamics here than we know. So we'll keep our eye on that. Somebody texted, unfortunately. Yes, the Nexstar taking over Tegna has not taken place yet. It's in the planning stage still. It's in the proposal stage. I think it still needs FCC approval. So, yes, that was but that's part of why Disney and ABC are so concerned about what Nexstar and Sinclair will do, because it does interfere with their business decision that's going on of selling these stations like Tegna to Nexstar, and Sinclair is looking at some other ones. So that's the breaking news we have there as far as that. Now, some of the other – I'm trying to pull it up. There we go. Some of the other – yeah, that's – okay. The Pennsylvania GOP has endorsed Stacey Garrity to challenge Josh Shapiro for the governor in 2026. We also have the most recent numbers coming out as far as voter registration.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A week ago, and this is just 1 week ago, Democrats had an advantage of 172,605 voter registrations. Today, that lead is narrowed to 169,223. That's down for Democrats 3,382 in just 1 week. If Democrat registration or Democrat lead in voter registration in Pennsylvania is being reduced by over 3,000 per week, there's not a lot of time before we're not only just a purple state, but we're a red state. Democrats lost 1,874 voters and Republicans gained 1,508 voters. Now, if you add in inactive voters, because they can tell who's voting and who's not, Democrats over Republican is reduced even more to only 53,847. If you remove inactive voters. Now, obviously, if you're inactive for so long, you're taken off the voter rolls. But if you've been inactive, I think, for one or two election cycles, what's your propensity to vote moving forward? But regardless of inactive voters or active voters, which it's cut to only just about 54,000 lead for Democrats, on average, Democrats are losing to Republicans in the voter rolls in Pennsylvania by about 3,300 a week. 3,300 a week. What do we have till Election Day? A couple weeks? 6 weeks? An additional almost 20,000 voters? It's getting closer and closer in Pennsylvania. And Democrats really need to take a hard look in states like Pennsylvania and say, why is this? Why is that? If the platforms of this administration are so bad, if people are feeling the pinch so bad, if people are so scared of the, I'm going to lose my Medicaid, they're going to close rural hospitals and everything, the scare tactics that are out there, the VA is going to not serve our veterans anymore. You remember the rhetoric since the election. Why are they losing voters by 3,300 a week? More people are leaving Pennsylvania than coming into Pennsylvania. Now, we are getting an influx, but it's not like you have this massive influx from other states coming here and registering. These are people leaving the Democrat Party and joining the Republican Party in large numbers, 3,300 a week across the entire state. Bucks County just increased their lead by Republicans by 10,000 this week. Bucks County used to be a blue county a few election cycles ago. Now you have Pennsylvania GOP endorsing Stacey Garrity. Pennsylvania Republican leaders are all in on state Treasurer Stacey Garrity and their 2026 gubernatorial candidate, banking on an early endorsement to unify the party behind Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro. Now, the party might try to shape Garrity's political posture over the next 14 months remains an open question. The Republican Party in Pennsylvania, with 326 state committee members voting, moved overwhelmingly to endorse Garrity in its fall meeting in State College on Saturday. That puts the weight of the party and its fundraising apparatus behind her well ahead of the 2026 primary election, when registered Republican voters will select the party candidate for governor. It's unclear if any big names other than Garrity will appear on the ballot. The only other heavy hitter who has expressed interest is State Senator Doug Mastriano of Adams County, who has warned that an early endorsement of Garrity risks coming across as the top down to alienate party voter base. Now, Mastriano, we know, was the party nominee in 2022, lost to Shapiro, and he has not officially said if he's running. By making an early endorsement, the state GOP committee is hoping to replicate 2024. What the GOP committee is looking to do is to curtail a nasty primary. It's going to be an uphill battle to challenge someone like a Josh Shapiro. Now, I think he's got a lot of bruises since his last election. He promised a lot of things and then turned his back on a lot of voters. I think his attachment to the Biden administration, and which is why you see him trying to distance himself now, is going to cost him, especially since he was on the short list for vice president. And now there's a little uneasiness back and forth between him and the former candidate, Kamala Harris. But for any Republican right now in Pennsylvania, it's going to be difficult. Now, Stacey Garrity did gain more votes than any statewide office official last election. So that's a good thing in her favor. If she can go unchallenged in a primary and avoid some dings and bruises with another Republican throwing mud at each other, then it makes them that much stronger to go against someone like a Josh Shapiro. I think that's what they're looking for here. So it is unusual for an early endorsement at this stage. But at this stage, especially after Doug Mastriano has already lost against Josh Shapiro, they're willing to put all their eggs in one basket and get behind it and see how far they can go. And with the voter registration changing the way it is, you know, 6 weeks from now, again, you're talking almost 20,000 more Republican voters than there is now. Now, there'll still be a deficit as far as against Democrats. But again, you look at that inactive voter and Democrats only have a 54,000 registration lead. It's going to be interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.